This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please get involved in the conversation. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. You know, whether you're writing or, you know, sending me emails or text messages, you know, that's another thing. You want to get information, you want to get an email from us once a week, let you know what's going on, then you go to the website, there's a place you can put your email address, and we just send one out once a week. And check some of your spam, because I'm hearing some of it's getting locked in there. And then this, on the same side of the coin, Google now puts a little, and some of the mails that come through, they put a little disclaimer, whatever you want to call it, a warning on it that says, you know, this email has known to come from has come from a known spamming site. And you're going, come on, really, is that what we got to, too? So that means that people are going to think that that is being spoofed and that they, you know, they shouldn't open it up or shouldn't look at it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get informed, though, you can always get text messaging. And the way you do that is you text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. I only send a couple of those notices out a week, so you know that we're coming on, we're coming up, and what we're going to be talking about. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part, join in and be part of the discussion. Always a pleasure. Okay, let's get to it. What the heck? Oh, there it is. Oh, by the way, you heard that James, what's his name? What's the guy who died?
Roger
Moore. Yeah, 007. Roger Moore.
James Bond.
I mean, seriously.
Bond.
Gone. James Bond. Well, he's not really gone. Well, James Bond left a long time ago. Right? I mean, seriously. When they had that other guy that took over. I mean, did anybody ever see James Bond cry? Ever?
No.
Okay, well, there's the problem.
Cool.
What? He's too cool to cry. Okay, got it. So, anyhow. Guess what? We found collusion. That's right. No, we did. Seriously. I'm not making fun. I'm not being funny. But Ukraine's embassy admits that the DNC tried to collude with their government during the 2016 election. So I guarantee the Dems will be saying, well, we can't trust the Ukrainians. Look at whose hands they're in now. You know that's going to happen, right? So this is a big deal. The admission from the Ukrainian embassy that, in fact, the DNC did try to collude with their government during the 2016 election is actual evidence whether the Dems like it or not. All right? You know, the Democrats, this party's unraveling, as Dr. Lamero said, I'm getting in front of my brain is getting too far in front of my tongue. As Dr. Lamero said, it is unwinding, it is problematic, it is having issues. And we're watching it happen. They're fighting from within, out on camera. Pelosi, you know, she's got three wars. One against Trump, one against the Republicans, and one against her own party. Or factions in her own party. Matter of fact, four now, because she's not only just fighting the progressives, she's fighting the always indicters. Right? The ones that want to indict Trump. I mean, it's constantly on there, or impeach Trump. So you mean when you look at all this, it shows you how crazy, and they're melting down from the inside. Right? They lost. Mueller didn't give them what they wanted. They're going to try to make it into what they want. They're going to try to, you know, mold that thing into what they want. They conspired. They lied. They sent out conspiracy theories and hoaxes 24/7 on any news channel that would give them time, which pretty much was everyone but Fox. And Fox actually does bring on Democrat legislators. I mean, one of the legislators from my area is on there on a regular basis. Totally incoherent most of the time. No, seriously, if you parse it word by word, sentence by sentence, just totally, you just can't understand what she's trying to get across. Because she's for it one day and against it the next, and then when she's against it, she can't tell you, because Nancy didn't tell her why she was against it. They lost, they lied, they conspired. Now, let's look at the New York Times, which might have actually gotten something straight. They said that the Steele dossier might actually be Russian disinformation to influence the 2016 election. Well, there's a shock. The one, you know, that one that Hillary paid for? Now, the paper seems to think this is news, but we've known about this for a long time. The deep state spying against Trump. They agreed that New York Times said it did occur. I mean, a little late, but good. It did occur. Their headline reads, FBI sent investigator posing as an assistant to meet with Trump aide in 2016. Right? Now, the article details a London meeting between female FBI investigator working undercover, a Cambridge professor, and a foreign policy expert named Stephen Halper. Right? Now, you've heard that all over Fox, especially on Hannity. Right? And the Trump campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos. The one who spent a few weeks in jail? I mean, this just gets... And the FBI is throwing... You know, dealing with them under an investigation like that is probably like dealing with the IRS during an audit, right? You have no real control. I mean, that'll mean no matter what you do, what you say, what you give them, what you say the next day could be construed as a lie. But it's the power of the government. There's no stopping point. I would be curious to ask, a long-time investigator for the IRS, how much do you spend to go after $30,000? You know what I mean? I mean, I realize it's the principle of the thing, but, I mean, how much would you spend to go after that kind of money? Now, keep in mind, Halper was also set up by multiple meetings with Trump campaign aide Carter Page and Sam Clovis, and they were all being wiretapped, but they weren't being wiretapped. Depends on who you ask. No, I'm not talking about the truth of the matter, because they were. But it depends on who you ask as to whether they were or weren't. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Guess who joins me on the other side of the break? Should I tell him? No, I'm not going to tell him. We'll be back in a minute. You have to come back and find out. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Nothing a little ZZ Top can't take care of, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring her in because I know she's like chomping at the bit to... Although, I don't know. I don't know if that's really a good saying. I'll have to look that up someday. Anyway, you know, because when I found out what dork meant, I actually stopped using the word. So watch how many people are going to look it up right now. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She has her own show every day, and she's just a great writer. And you're going to do another show on stage at one point in time. We're going to push you out there and make it happen, right?
No.
Simply put, no, and my show, just to correct you, and I don't correct you often, Joe, because you're always right, yeah. My show is once a week. It's only on...
Once a week?
That's all I can muster, because I don't have a Tammy and a Cody.
And that...
So, it's all me trying to do all that myself. Right now,
yeah, but you know what? I gotta tell you something. Just then you need to tease it a couple of times a day. You know, I mean, a couple of times a week. This is what's coming up. Just do a couple of minutes of it, really, because you know people need more of Sonia.
Oh God, and I think they need far less of me. honestly, because I do these comedy spoofs too, because I want to incorporate what I do in comedy world, and I edit them. If you've seen them, they're heavily edited. And by the time I spend, you know, 2 or 3 days looking at myself and editing, I'm like, the last thing people need is more Sonia. But it's really coming from me being sick of me. But
no, I think that you know, I like the way you put the message out there. I like the way you have fun, and you got to have fun with this stuff. Otherwise, you know, everybody becomes Sean Hannity, and who the heck, you know? Can you imagine what's that other one? She's just the blonde one right after him.
Laura Ingraham.
Laura
Green.
Can you imagine? Well, but can you imagine Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham on the same show 3 hours a day? I mean, that's some serious stuff for 3 hours a day.
I can't do it. I can't even watch it anymore. And as you know, I was heavily involved in politics, and I was with the Tea Party. I had my own show on PJTV. I even did some commentating on Fox and Friends. And then once Obama was elected, the second term, I was done. So I took a huge break, and then I got away from politics, because watching it all day long and hearing this all day long from all these different people, the same story, it was literally making me sick.
Yep.
So I backed away, and now I'm back in the fray, but I'm like, I got to do it my way now, and I got to do it with the gifts that I've been given. And it makes me much happier to do it this way, is to do a little comedy and to interview people, because I really like chatting with people. I have no friends. So if I can, bring people into my show and I can talk to them, because the only person I talk to for the most part is a 6-year-old. And so
I think it'd be very informative, though, can't they?
Oh my gosh.
And say things you don't want them to say exactly at the wrong time, don't you?
And then they don't say stuff that you want them to say, like, oh, I punched a kid twice yesterday in school. Leaves that out. But the point, I never get to talk to grown-ups anymore. So when I have people on my show and I have people in the chat room, and bless you guys for being there in the chat room and watching my show, and I'm really pleased with my viewership so far. I don't know how to grow it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm getting, I think, a fair amount of viewers. And I interview people, and I just really like to chat with people, because I don't. I get to do the long form interview like Mark Levin does on Sunday nights with his guests. He really gets to sit with him for a while and chat with him, and I love that. And I hold them hostage because, again, I have no friends.
I can't do long term. Nobody wants to be with me that long. I don't know.
Yeah, and I gotta go. By the way, see ya.
Well, here's one for you. This is very serious. I know this is a big deal for most women today. Guess who we lost today?
Oh, I know.
Right.
I know.
There's no free coffee mug for winning this one. Roger Moore, gone.
I know, but you know what? I'm sorry for his loss. However, he wasn't my favorite Bond. But I am very sorry for our loss.
Yeah.
Because the Bond series was a great... You know what I loved about Bond, and I caught on late, because when I was a kid, I was never into the young Sean Connery. The old Sean Connery, I'm there. He's a hottie. But I was never really... Look, you want me on?
No, no. Tammy's over here going, uh-huh.
Exactly. So by the time Roger Moore came on, I was like kind of, nah, I don't care. But when Homeboy, who came on, the last one, who swears he'll never do it again...
Oh.
And he's a big liberal, so I'm like, just shut up and be hot. What's his name? The guy who was the last Bond.
Oh, I know. So. But he cries in the movie. That's what turned me. It was like,
no,
okay.
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Let me tell you something. He sits, and I'm not going to be graphic because I know you don't have that kind of show. But in the first one, when he sits in that chair butt naked and gets beat from underneath, I'm like, that's the dude right there. I couldn't believe I was watching this scene, but. The fact that Bond had gone from this like button, this like cool guy to being butt naked in a chair getting you know his goods beat, I'm like this is a whole different kind of Bond. But he's my favorite Bond.
Who?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
But he's a super duper schmooper, as my grandson would say, Lib. And if he would just keep his mouth shut, I could enjoy him so much better. He makes me want to sit him in a chair and beat him from underneath when he talks that stuff. That's where I am.
Maybe he just identified as 007, not really was 007. You know what I'm saying?
It's so funny because there was another guy, the superhero, I think it's the one who plays Captain America. Maybe it's Chris Evans, and I could be wrong. Tim, you're on. But he also disparages America and Republicans and all that. And I'm like, okay, well, you just ruined that franchise. And I'm not watching you do that anymore. Because that's kind of my personal boycott of what Hollywood does. And, you know, they impart, in our lives. And I don't need them to. But when they do that, I don't support them.
Well, you and you've been in the industry, so you have a clue. I don't. I just kind of guess at it. But you and I were at a prayer breakfast the other day where the keynote speakers were producers and writers out of Hollywood, if you would. And they were talking about Christian films. And really, but the eye-opening thing where a lot of people were like aghast was really what takes place in Hollywood, who they're aiming at, and what they're aiming to do. We'll talk more about that, because you know how this works, on the other side of the break, because we both believe in capitalism. Don't go far. I've got Sonya locked in a room somewhere, but I can't tell you where it is. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The latest round of Midwestern flooding claimed at least four lives, closed hundreds of roads, and forced residents of river towns to shore up threatened levees with sandbags as waters rose to and near record levels in some communities. Kimswick, Missouri Mayor Phil Stang says 100-year floods every couple of years is not normal.
All I would like to say is that climate change is real,
And if you look out the front of my house and you see all this water, anybody who denies it is nuts.
On Friday, the U.S. Coast Guard closed the Mississippi River near St. Louis to boat and barge traffic. President Donald Trump says he had a very productive call with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday, where they discussed issues ranging from Venezuela to a potential nuclear summit with China.
We're spending billions of dollars on nuclear weapons, numbers like we've never spent before. We discussed the possibility of a three-way deal instead of a two-way deal. And China, I've already spoken to them. They very much would like to be a part of that deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Always a pleasure. Tammy, sit down. Stop dancing around this evening. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I always appreciate the times. Now, listen, I'm still getting emails from some of you, and I don't know how many times to say this. I consider my listeners to be somewhat intelligent, all right? The old app is not working. There was an issue with the company that did it. It's not working. Don't pull it down. Don't try to pull it. Don't try to use it. Don't waste your time. You get crazy. The new app will be done in a couple of weeks, and you'll be able to go away. Matter of fact, it'll be better, faster. It'll do more. You'll be quite happy with it. But you shouldn't be listening on your phone. You should be calling the program directors, the station managers in your area if they don't carry the show. And you get them on the phone. You go, what is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the real side with Joe Messina? Have you not heard this? We actually had one station manager that you guys had called for probably 6 or 7 months, and finally he started listening to the show and he said, yeah, you know what, maybe I want this show. So now we are on another station because you guys rustled it up and made some noise. So I so much appreciate the time, and it's in Washington State. Go figure that one out. You know, Washington's a very liberal state. What the heck are they doing with me on there? I'm Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Sonia Schmidt joins me, has her own show. I was corrected, by the way. Once a week, you can catch it. You need to sign up. You need to sign up for it. You need to listen to it. Catch her past podcasts. She's done so much great work. Matter of fact, at one point in time, before she became a grandmother, what is that all about? She used to guest host the show. Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Hi. Well, what happens when your kids have sex?
Oh, I do not need that. Thank you. Thank you. No.
That's how you become a grandma.
My daughters had the Immaculate Conception.
No, I understand. Okay. I understand. My older daughter, she was married, and 7 years later, no kids. And yeah. I'm like, look, I'm not getting any younger. I was standing at the foot of their bed going, dudes, let's get it going here. So I love grandparenting, and I heard that people, you know, I always heard people go, you're going to love this, you're going to, and I never understood it until I became one. And my grandkids call me granny. I have friends who don't allow that. They want to stay that young kind of thing. And I love it. I love that he calls me granny in public.
Yeah. Now, I don't have any grandchildren. Now, Tammy has grandchildren, but I don't have any.
I understand.
So we're clear.
Totally understood.
They don't.
So cool the family is, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, we were talking about Hollywood, though, on the other side of the break. And you and I, you know, I've known you for quite a few years, and we talked about Hollywood years ago. It hasn't changed. It's gotten worse. And I tell people all the time, why do you support, first of all, why do we care what they have to say about politics or life or anything else? These are actors. They act like they care. They act like they know. I mean, seriously, that's number one. Number two is this whole thing with the Me Too movement that happened over the last year or so, and I'm saying, this wasn't new. They knew this was going on for years, and they didn't care till they got caught. You know, and so it's a very dark place, as we found out, isn't it?
I agree, but I disagree with that they didn't care until they got caught. I believe that they didn't care until they thought that it was an avenue that they could trap Trump in.
Ah.
Because you notice that the hashtag MeToo movement came right after the Billy Bush commentary, the tape that was found. And they brought that out into the public. They clearly had that a long time ago. I feel that it was a bit orchestrated. They knew about Weinstein and several others. This isn't new behavior in this business. And consequently, I mean, isn't that interesting that he is so affiliated with a lot of the Democrat leaders? But I think that they only cared about hashtag Me Too because they thought that it was going to bring Trump down, and it didn't. So where is hashtag Me Too now? Have you heard anything about
it? Oh, no, nothing. It died pretty quick, didn't it?
It died because they couldn't snare him. It's just been, you know, it's like Russian collusion. In the next few months, you're not going to go, they're going to go like, Russia, who? It's you know, it means nothing until they can ensnare Trump into something to bring him down. This is their whole agenda.
You know, for
too
me,
bad. And I don't think in terms of caring what Hollywood thinks, I don't think we care about that anymore. I think they're the last people to catch on to the hashtag we don't care. You know,
yeah.
We haven't cared for quite some time.
I like
that.
I think hashtag we don't care. I like that. I think that's great.
You know,
I think
it's don't care. but you know, I mean, they're the last to know. And there's a line in a movie. And again, that's my background is Hollywood and movies, and that's what I talk a lot about on my show. But there's a line in the movie, and I cannot figure out where it's from or what it is exactly, but there's a line that says, the defeated have no idea that they're defeated, basically, is what they're saying. And that's who Hollywood is they have no idea that they've lost the war, and they're still acting as if they are still in it.
We did this story last night, and it was one of those things where I was going down a list of all this, where we've gone as a society, right? So what was it, 2 years ago, and I don't follow the awards, I don't know if it's the Emmys, Grammys, whatever, some award thing in Hollywood. They were screaming that there weren't enough black roles, or roles for black people. Remember that? All that stuff there. This year, I guess the flavor, you guys lost now, you're the flavor of last year. Because this year, there's not enough roles for the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG community, right?
Right.
And I got, they can't find their own, right? So they have to go steal Captain America. They have to steal Ghostbusters. I mean, it's like, come on, how about we be a little original here? Is that just too hard to ask for? What do you think?
No, because they can't, and leftists by nature. Oh, gosh, how do I put this politely?
Oh, just say it.
I think that they are racist. So in order to, and I never heard this term before. I remember years ago when I worked in Hollywood, and I would come home and I'd tell my former husband, I was like, they would always say, I'm a good person, right? This doesn't make me a bad person, right? And I was like, you know what? That is a line that I've never heard from a really good person. So I think that there's something inside of them that sort of knows that they're not really good people. How do you justify being a part of the party, but you have to be okay with murdering children? And we can go down the line of all the other, like, really bizarre, hateful, evil things that you have to be a part of to be a part of this party. So I think there's something inside them that knows that they're not good people. So that's why they have to. You have no idea how many times I was hired under a sort of an affirmative action program. And then at that in Hollywood, I was still having to work on quote-unquote black shows. And a funny story is I went on to do a show for NBC called Hidden Hills, where it was basically a white cast, but the lead of the movie, the TV show, had a black friend. So they, of course, wanted to hire some black writers to get that voice. And I had a black writer who was a black writer friend who has always worked on quote unquote black shows, because that's where predominantly we work. And she found out that I was on this show, and she called up and she said, "How did it happen?" And we did this comedy routine on the phone where we played slaves. It's like, "Girl, you got to the north. How'd you get to the north? You got to the promised land." Because that is exactly what it's like in Hollywood. Now it's gotten better. I've trained my daughter is now a writer. In fact, my daughter is bigger than I ever chose to be, and I chose not to be because I was a single parent, and I chose to be a single parent rather than a Hollywood mogul. But she's a Hollywood mogul, but still she works on quote unquote black shows, and this is 20 years later, 25 years later, and it's not the most of the shows that I worked on, and I was a comedy writer. No women. There was a show that had no women, and I write about this all in my book. I told you the book exposes my adventures in Hollywood, the miracles that have happened to me along the way, and why I left the left.
And where would one find that book?
It's you can go to left-it.net. Sign up for freebies and updates, and I will keep you informed. In fact, that's where you can find all of my my Facebook videos that I've done so far, my interviews, my spoofs that I've done, and that's where you'll continue to find all my work that I've done.
Good. No, the book is neat. I tell people all the time, the only way we're going to win this is do with the left does it. They do that constant drip, drip, irritating drip, and usually it's all lies. It's all smoke and mirrors and lies. We need to do the same thing, but we need to do the same thing with the truth. You know, people like you, Evan Sayed, and others who left the left, they need to tell the stories in a compassionate way as to why they left the left and why they felt the need to go. So we'll talk more about this stuff on the other side of the break. Sonya Schmidt going nowhere. I've got a guard outside her door. I'm telling you, she's not leaving. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My guest will appreciate this. You know, I have a TV over my left shoulder, and I keep it there, you know, for breaking news and that kind of stuff. And I looked over when the music started, and there was a guy that ripped open his glove box to find his Preparation H pads. And I'm thinking, I know what they're used for. I can't imagine you leaving them in your car. And if any of you have left those glass wipes, you know, that already are already wet to wash, within a month they're dry. Is this really what you want from your Preparation H people? 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, listen, it's called the real side for a reason. I don't know anybody. And if I do, please, if you're a friend of mine and you do that, don't tell me you have them in your glove box, please. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure. Sonya Schmidt joins me. I always love when she's on with me. It's just so much fun.
That Preparation H run made me laugh, and it takes me back to the whole Daniel Craig sitting. I won't go back. But can I just tell you how much I appreciate you playing the snippet from the Marx Brothers? I probably know more Marx Brothers lines than any woman should ever have to know. But I think that my dad, which is also I write about in my book, is like how I came to being a conservative. Because one of the things I think that happens is that they so dehumanized black conservatives that they've made us into these creature feature kind of things. So I want to show people who we are, how we got to where we are. And my first step to that is my book. And I write in my book about my father. And my father was the Republican in the family. But one of the things that he loved was the market.
So wait a minute. So he truly was, ready for this? The black sheep. Boom, boom. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Very good. Yeah, that's true. But I think that probably more people in his family were Republicans, but my mother and my sister were Democrats. And when I listened to them, because I was always trying to understand the differences and the sides of things, and my mother was never logical, and my sister absolutely was not logical. But my father made sense, so I think I gravitated towards his line of thinking, but also because my father understood good comedy, and the Marx Brothers was one of those people that he loved, and I would sit with him and watch the Marx Brothers, and so consequently, I'm mouthing the words to when you were playing that line. I love the Marx Brothers. Groucho was amazing. He was.
And there's a lot of political innuendos in the Marx Brothers.
Oh my goodness! Politically incorrect, sexual thing. You can't say the kind of stuff to women. The stuff that he said to Margaret Dumont was crazy. You could not get away with that today, and I love
it. Every once in a while, I get some uptight person would send me an email saying, "I can't believe you play those kind of clips on your show."
Gosh.
And my funniest one that he says is the one I love is he says, "I can see me coming home from work, and you're standing in front of the stove, or you're bending over the stove, but I can't see the stove."
I can't see the stove.
Oh my God! And you're right, you couldn't put that in a movie today. Are you serious?
Absolutely not.
Feminists would be walking around that.
I'd horsewhip you if I had a horse. You can't say that anymore.
No, you can't. Oh, God. You women have everything I want. You're tall, you're short, you're blonde, you're stout.
You know what? And so next week, I'm
don't
so
get
excited.
Me started,
can
please.
I just tell the people who I'm going to have on the show?
Yes. Go ahead, promote your show. I don't care.
Okay, good. So, and I hope, Allison, I'm pronouncing your name right. Her name is Allison Tiemann, and she's the president of something called, and the founder of something called Honey Badgers. Honey Badgers are women who, they're men's rights activists. They work in...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I just fell in love. I had a heartbreak last year. I wrote something about the women's movement. It was the anniversary or something. And then a man wrote on my video, he says, "Ha, ha, ha, the joke's on you. We don't need you anymore. One thing that you taught us in the 70s is that you want to use us, we're using you, we don't need you." And my heart was broken. So I found a group called MGTOW, which are Men Going It Alone Without Women. And when I read their premise, I was like, I totally get it. We have sent y'all through the ringer, and the women's movement is the start of it, and nothing good came of it. Maybe their intentions were right, but nothing good came of it. And then I found the Honey Badgers, who are women who had the same heart that I did after looking at this group going, "Oh, this is not good." And they're activists for men's rights. And that's everything from legal issues to, I mean, just real everything. So she's going to be on my show this Tuesday, and we're going to talk about the work that Honey Badgers do to help with men's rights. And I have a lot of male friends that are going through things that they have no clue how to fight it. The courts are against them. They get their children taken away from them and for no reason. Women get, well, it's the same thing as like the hashtag Me Too and all women need to be believed for any reason. Well, no, they should not. And what's happening to men because all women, the left is saying all women should be believed, is devastating and it's heartbreaking. And so we're going to talk about that on Tuesday because I have a real heart for that. Yeah.
Good. No, you know, there was a pro-abortion Democrat who told pro-lifers that castrating men would help end abortion.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's probably enough leftist women, especially young ones, who will not take responsibility for their own actions. I'm going to say a lot of politically incorrect stuff to this country.
Go for it. I wouldn't say that.
There's probably a lot of young women who believe that should be the case. The men should be castrated. Not that they shouldn't run around with being inebriated and hanging out. You know, not that they should not take responsibility for their own self. You know, it's like I said to a girlfriend who tried to get sympathy from men, and she's claiming that men are dogs. And I'm like, well, would you hang out with a dog with a pork chop around your neck? You need to take responsibility for your own self. And don't teach your daughters that whatever men do, they're in the wrong. Otherwise, you're putting your daughters in a bad situation.
You know, when the whole thing came down with Kavanaugh, and you got to believe me and all that stuff, you know, I'm talking to people, and people are writing me, and I'm saying, you realize I have two daughters and two sons. I don't have, like, two daughters or four daughters, right?
Right.
Do I want my daughters believed? Yes, if they're telling the truth.
Right.
I don't want my sons accused of something, and they're ruined for life. Are you serious? Because you got, because nobody, and you didn't know in high school, you didn't know any of those whacktoid chicks that really, you know what I mean, the psycho woman that you want to stay.
I do know them. That's why I can't recommend none of my girlfriends to die. Yes, I do know them.
You know, and I said that a couple of times. Like, look, I knew those psycho women. I never dated them, but I knew those psycho women in high school. I wouldn't. They're the ones that would be doing this just to get back at you because you dated their best friend. This is not the kind of thing you want. Right? I mean, we saw this.
Yes, it can ruin your life. I have two grandsons now, and I've always had a heart for it, but now that I have two grandsons, I think it really resonates more with me. So this week on my show, I'm going to be talking to Allison Thiemann, and we're going to talk about honey badgers, why they came to support men in the way they do, and I wanted to join them last year, and now, you know, I just have so many male friends that are going through horror stories, mm-hmm. and they don't know what to do.
And so people understand, we're not saying that men are always right either, but
no.
But that mindset that no matter what, the woman should always get the kids, she's always right, she's always this, she's
right.
That's what's wrong.
Yes.
Every
and
case should have been taken.
Yeah, right. Trust me, none of the men I married were ever right. So, so I agree with you on that.
Well, you know, the next one you send over here first, we'll have a little conversation with him, we'll have a little talk, we'll eat a little pasta, and I'll let you know what to do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. Well, I tell you, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Okay.
Men aren't always in the wrong, but I'm really concerned with this whole left movement towards, and, you know, I just never know if the left is doing things intentionally, if they really intend to screw up relationships and the way things work with the feminist movement, or did they just try something that they thought was going to work out okay, and it worked out terribly wrong? I always fight that with myself with liberalism or the left.
I just the way it seems that they approach stuff in an anything goes scenario. I sometimes believe that it's their way of controlling things because things become a mess. People are happy with their anything-goes lifestyle, and the Dems are the only one, or the left are the only one supporting them. So who are you going to gravitate to? Aren't you going to gravitate to that person that's willing to let you do anything you want to do because you feel better about yourself? Well, you think you do?
Yeah, and that's what I go back to is because I think inside, deep down, they don't feel good about themselves. So they try to social engineering. They try to change things around. And they're not godly people. And this just goes back to your prayer breakfast that you opened up the segment with. Is when you're not godly, then you're trying to play God, and you're putting ideas and concepts and it doesn't work out.
Nope.
It just doesn't work out. It's so much simpler than what they're trying to make it into, and now everybody's screwed up, and why we listen to them in the first place is beyond me.
Well, we could do a whole show around Hollywood and around what parents are telling their kids to. You know, you see Beyonce and those women on the screen, and they're telling the young daughters you should be like her, and like, no, and we're over. Tell people where to find you, lady.
They can go on Facebook. Or they can go on left-it.net.
We'll put it up later on. And all right, everybody, listen, have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here Monday. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.